The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Please welcome to the show, Mr. Lee Cole. How are you? I've got turned on the wrong mic for you.
Hello, can you
hear
me?
There I am. The unmistakable dulcet tones of Lee Cole. I'm actually not coping right now. I'm such a fan.
Stop it.
I'm like a massive fan girl.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Huge. This was me this afternoon going, because I was on your Instagram, and I was like, why can I not find Blind on Apple Music? Where is it? Meanwhile, the music is still coming.
It's coming.
So Lee's obviously no stranger to Jacaranda. We play all of his music across this radio station. And now you get to open on Sunday for Ronan Keating.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's what an experience. I can't wait. I really can't wait. And I've never performed at Times Square either, so it's going to be
nice.
Really cool.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
When you sign a record deal for the first time,
Yes. Is
there like a secret WhatsApp group you get put into? And then people are like, oh, we need an opening act for so-and-so who's available. Like, how does your name come up in a conversation? Who calls you and goes, Lee, by the way, we want you to open for Ronan.
You know, Ronan's been looking at your stuff. No, it's, I wish it was like that easy.
How does it work?
I think it's definitely the more you sort of, you know, traverse the landscape of this industry, you start getting and, you know, connecting yourself with people. And eventually, when you build your profile enough, I think, you know, promoters and event guys start, like, you know, looking out for you. So, hey, man, I'm not complaining. I'm just taking everything that I can right now. So, yeah.
Listen, I was umming and ahhing about going to see Ronan Keating, and then the news dropped today that you're opening. My tickets are in my wallet. I'm like, yes, I'm going to see Lee Cole on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
It's also cool because it's sold out.
It's completely sold out, eh?
Yep.
Oh, that is crazy. So how many people are we talking?
Like 8,000? 9,000?
Oh, that's incomprehensible. That's crazy.
It's C for serious, dude. Are you ready?
It is C for serious. Right? The capital C.
How much lead time have you had on this? Did they call you like in November? Did they call you last week?
I had a rough idea like end of Jan that it was a possibility. Okay. But I mean, we just penciled it in, nothing too crazy. And then they told me last week.
How do you think you're going to cope if it turns out that Ronan's like a real diva?
Hey, man, that hasn't even crossed my mind. I'm just gonna start singing. If you start shouting, I'm just gonna start singing.
Like, yeah.
You know, you can't say that to a singing voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's actually weird because, like, the more famous the person is that I've ever met in my life, and through this job you meet a lot, like, the more famous the cooler and more relaxed they are.
Yeah.
Well, rather that, man. Rather that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So what have you got planned for Sunday then?
So it's going to be a cool 35-minute set. Usually when I do perform, I perform with my full band, but obviously because of the requirements and stuff, it's just me and my guitarist, Krof. So we'll be doing like a cool acoustic set, which I actually prefer because my music kind of lends itself more to that acoustic.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Especially with that voice.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. So that's kind of what we're doing. It's going to be a cool half an hour set. I'll be playing Blind.
Ooh.
I will be playing Blind. And a new song as well. So that hasn't been heard before. So it's going to be cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this as well. Rosie's got her tickets in her bag. I've got my tickets in my bag as well. So we will see you there on Sunday. If you got tickets to Ronan Keating.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.